Hello, welcome back to Afro Club. I'm your host, Jamar Harford. Today's subject is, are there modern day slaves? Yes, there are modern day slaves. A slave nowadays in the 21st century is any person who is financially in debt to someone, forced to work for said person over the extent to pay them back. As quoted by Malcolm X in his speech, Ballard Bordet, quote, what do you call a second class citizenship? Why, that's colonization. Second class citizenship is nothing but 20th slavery. How are you going to tell me you're a second class citizen? They don't have second-class citizenship in any other government on this earth. They just have slaves and people are free. Well, this country is a hypocrite. They try to make you think you set you free by calling you a second-class citizen. No, you're nothing but a 20th century slave. End quote. Just because you were not working on the fields picking cotton doesn't mean we're not slaves. In America, slavery was African Americans picking cotton all day for their lives until the Emancipation Proclamation, which outlawed slavery, then the adding of the 13th Amendment. Quote, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as punishment for crimes whereof the party shall have been duly convicted shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. End quote. However, that's only America's slave. By definition, a slave means, quote, a person to is properly to another person and forced to work, end quote. Which means there are other types of slaves out there such as sex trafficking, domestic servitude, and debt bondage. Today, debt bondage is the quickest way to slavery, especially for African Americans. As stated in Slavery by Another Name, African Americans are more likely to be put in jail for small crimes like debt rather than gangs and more serious crimes. As a result, more African Americans were put in prison than any other race in 2014.
The incarceration rate for African Americans alone was 34%. While a combination of multiple races was made up 66%, research done by the NAACP. What happens in prison is dependent on the judicial rule, but some prisoners have to work in order to get out of prisons called half-homes. However, even if the prisoner is doing their best, they're still not going to be out, because in order for private prisons to make money, they need to keep enough prisoners so they don't have to pay a fine. Research done by Adam Ruins Everything. On top of that, while in prison, prisoners are not even being put in programs to reintroduce them to society. As a matter of fact, programs that were used to reintroduce prisoners to society have been shut down. Also researched by Adam Ruins Everything. Even though African Americans are more likely to be put in jail and forced to work or kept from society, they are not the only ones. In a recent Carnation Race Diversity study in the month of April 2019, while 37% were African Americans, 58% were white. Research done by the BOP Statistics Inmate Race. However, even though white has been more incarcerated people, since there are millions less African Americans than white, 37% takes a chunk out of the African American population. Even though we're not picking cotton for the white, we are still slaves to them if we have to work for them or we own the money.
Quote, the quickest way to slavery is debt. End quote, Malcolm X. So go get your money, like Robert Owen Johnson, the founder of Black Entertainment, and Janice Bryant Howard, the CEO and founder of Act One Group. Before I end this podcast, I'd like to add two interviews I had with Miss Marsh and Miss Manning on interview points on modern day slavery.
Hello, Miss Manning. Do you feel modern day slavery exists in the 21st century?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Sex slavery, debt slavery.
Debt slavery, okay. Do you feel like there's any certain groups who might be prone to this slavery?
Economically disadvantaged nations.
Okay.
And of course, children who can't look out for themselves.
What about in America, like what type of slavery do you...
There's sex slavery. We even have debt slavery. Unfortunately, it's a big problem with our immigrant population. And you just can never earn your way out of it, and families get basically enslaved by debt.
So you feel as if certain, cultures can't, or communities can't really escape this. But what about the other cultures, community? Do you feel like they may find a way out, or if they can, from their slaveholders, you can say?
Well, I just think as an educated society, we have to educate that this is going on so we can try to stop it where we can.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time, and have a nice day.
Hello, Miss Marsh. I'm here to interview you on does slavery exist in the 21st century? Do you feel that slaves exist in the 21st century?
I believe it exists in different forms, not what you read about, you know, as far as people owning people.
Obviously, since we're not, you know, picking cotton or people are picking cotton, what type of forms do you feel is this type of slavery?
Like prisons, I feel you've got a lot of black and brown people who are the majority that are in prison systems and kind of getting that labor, you know. I know that they're being utilized as free labor in different forms, but I definitely believe, I know it's happening in the prison system, in the public prison system, mm-hmm. or private prison systems.
You say African Americans or brown people. Is that the only group that you feel is being slaves and
black and brown? So anyone who is not white.
And do you feel as a culture they can free themselves from their so-called masters or slaveholders?
I believe when people start, once you can change your mentality, then yes. But I believe black and brown people have been suppressed and taught to believe and act a certain way that we as a culture, you know, are still mentally enslaved into thinking that, you know, this is only as far as we can go or as far as we can get based off of 400 years of mental breakdown and separation of the families and of the black men. Mm. So I believe slowly it's happening, that people are becoming more and more aware and making changes, but we still have a long way to go.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, and hope you have a nice day.